Huh? Oh, Evo. Ain't many people. It's a waiting list for this.
Yeah, I was gonna say. Pretty good.
Yeah, it's like a computer.
Well, how'd you go out there today?
Oh, it went good. You know, we just did a lot of drills, you know, showing our skills and things like that. We didn't really get too many chances to showcase what we can do, you know, with somebody guarding us or, you know, in live play. But, you know, we did a little bit of that, and it went well. Everything was cool.
What's the feeling with draft day just around the corner?
I'm anxious for it to come because I'm tired of these workouts. You know, this is my 18th one right here. I got two more. You know, I just wish the draft was tomorrow. I basically know what range I'm going, and, you know, so... I mean, I just wish it would come so I can get with my team settled in and, you know, get my career thing started.
So has it been the same feedback pretty much throughout the course of the
season? Yeah. You know, I've been working my way up. I started in the second round, and, you know, now I'm working up to, like, a for sure first-round pick easy. So, I mean, you know, you just got to keep grinding. And when these workouts come like this, you know, you just got to come out here and play hard, you know, show that you compete. Even if your shot ain't going in or something like that, you know, take the adversity, keep your composure, and just play hard.
Really had 46, 10, and 8 in the game.
Yeah, that was a bad game, though. I had a bad game that game.
It's a pretty ridiculous line. Is that any indication of what you can do?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, it's basically about just getting the opportunity. You know, no matter where I go, what pick, you know, I just want the opportunity. I'd rather go 40 in the draft and go out there and play instead of going 15 and then got to work my way up. I mean, it's that situation in every situation. You know, you got to work your way up. But, you know, just the opportunity. You know, I'm a tough kid. I'm going to take advantage of it. And, you know, it starts here.
Why'd you want to come work out for the Jazz? They have pick at 9 and they have pick at 55, and that's not...
I heard a rumor that they might be getting around a 20-something pick. You know, that was a rumor. But, you know, I don't know. You know, I mean, one more workout added to it is nothing. You know, you just going, seeing new places, you know, enjoying yourself and just seeing how it is.
Do you think it'd be a big asset to the team?
This team?
Sure.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know, I feel like I can help any team. You know, that's how I feel, you know. I can knock down the shot at the end. People don't think that, but, you know, I like to keep that on the low because I feel like that's going to be a lot of easy buckets, you know, with them not coming up with their hands up. And, you know, I strive at getting in the lane, you know, making things happen. I'm a playmaker, you know, and I can play the one or two. So it's like drafting two people when you draft me. And, you know, I play hard defense, guard a one or two, so, you know.
What do you like better about the NBA game?
It's more spaced out. You know, you have players with equal or maybe more talent than you out there with you, you know, so you can basically show different aspects of your game, you know, and show what more you can do because people don't – well, some people see it, but they don't know how good I can pass the ball, you know, distribute. And I think that that's going to be something that puts me above the top on the other two guards because, like I say, I can play the one and two and be effective. You know, it ain't – the other two guards can't do that, you know, so –
And then also, just a quick question about that. Do you feel like your game is elevated because of playing against elevated competition?
I mean, nah. I mean, I feel like my game is the same. You got to understand, I play in the Big East.
Right.
You know, every night I'm going out there, in and out, good night, bad night, whatever. You know, Big East, you got to bring it every night. You know, so, I mean, it's just different people, you know, different stars off different teams. So you just got to go out there and basically just go at the other person, you know. I mean, everybody is all cool when you get off the court and things like that, but on the court, you know, it's basically a war.
Is the general feeling, especially from the Big East teams, that their guys